Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
U.S. troops targeted.
America strikes back with precision airstrikes.
Limits for kids on social media.
Youth rates of depression and other mental health issues are on the rise.
March Madness heats up.
He lays it in.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the United States military has carried out retaliatory airstrikes in Syria after a drone attack in that country killed a U.S. contractor. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
U.S. officials say that a base in Syria used by the American military came under rocket fire this morning. There are no initial reports of U.S. casualties. That follows airstrikes overnight ordered by President Biden, targeting groups in Syria aligned with Iran. During Syria's 12-year-long civil war, Iran's been closely allied with the Syrian regime. U.S. strikes were retaliation for a drone attack yesterday on a base used by U.S. personnel in northeastern Syria. The Pentagon says the drone used was of Iranian origin, killing that U.S. contractor. Five American service members and another U.S. contractor were reported injured.
In North Korea, there are new claims about the country's military capabilities after the release of images. Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
In a still photograph, North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un is sitting in front of what the official news service says was a new underwater drone. Other photos purport to show it at sea, where North Korea claimed it had cruised for 59 hours before detonating. Armed with a nuclear warhead, North Korea said it could cause a radioactive tsunami that could be used to attack enemy naval units or ports. Kim Jong-un also apparently watched conventional weapons tests, too. Cruise missiles being moved on mobile launchers and then being fired into the ocean. North Korea claims these can carry nuclear warheads, too, though military analysts are skeptical it has the technology, at least yet.
In a video message, Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox has signed a first-of-its-kind law that limits access to social media for those under 18 years old.
Social media companies know their products are toxic. They designed their apps to be addictive. As leaders and as parents, we have a responsibility to protect our young people.
The law says no use after 10:30 p.m. until 6:30 the following morning. Parental consent is needed for TikTok and some other platforms. Well, the talk of a possible total ban of TikTok has only seemed to intensify after the company's CEO tried to ease fears about personal data during congressional testimony yesterday. Many lawmakers say the Chinese-owned company is a threat to national security. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr on CBS Mornings.
The most important thing that the TikTok CEO had to do yesterday was build some level of trust and credibility with Congress. And in that effort, I think he completely failed. Really, the trust is just bottoming out for TikTok. There's 150 million Americans that are on this for sure. And so we got to make the case to them very clearly that there's a risk here.
Bad weather in the middle of the country is causing early morning travel troubles. Storms forced a ground stop at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says other states are in the path of possible trouble.
Numerous strong and long-track tornadoes are possible in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And it's not just twisters. There's also large hail and damaging winds. In fact, our strongest gust could be 75 miles an hour or more.
The U.S. and Canada have reached a deal to return asylum seekers who crossed the northern border illegally. Crossings into Canada have been on the increase. A three-day strike by 30,000 Los Angeles school district workers is over. It's not clear if any progress has been made in negotiations for higher pay and more support staff. Teachers joined in on the picket lines to show solidarity.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
New developments in the legal case that emerged after a deadly Michigan school shooting. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper tells us it's a ruling that affects the parents who bought the gun.
The Michigan Court of Appeals rules there is enough evidence for the parents of confessed Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly to go to trial for involuntary manslaughter. WWJ legal analyst Charlie Langton.
This was a unanimous opinion, by the way, 3-0. And the court really emphasized that there were a lot of things that the parents knew about that could have prevented the shooting.
Attorneys for James and Jennifer Crumbly insist that what would happen that day was not foreseeable. Ethan Crumbly has pleaded guilty to killing 4 students at Oxford High School in November 2021. He's awaiting sentencing.
A Pennsylvania woman's been sentenced to 3 years in prison for her role in the Capitol attack. 23-year-old Riley June Williams invaded then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. She was also charged but not convicted of helping to steal a laptop that was in the office. Lawmakers in Nebraska have advanced a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for minors. Senator Megan Hunt, who revealed her teenage child is transgender, is in a group of opponents who promise a filibuster to try to block it.
You literally don't know what you're talking about. You probably don't even know a trans person. You've never, ever gone through this. This is fake. This has nothing to do with real life. This is all of you playing government.
Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to testify today in the Utah trial about her collision with another skier on a beginner run at a resort. 76-year-old Terry Sanderson claims he suffered lasting physical injuries. This witness told the court what he saw.
I see this skier just slam into the back of Terry. And she just slammed him.
How hard?
Very hard. Very hard.
Next week, Paltrow's team plans to call on medical experts, ski instructors, and the actor's 2 children. March Madness in the Sweet 16. Gonzaga and UCLA go back and forth late.
Outside, Bailey for the lead.
The Bruins grabbed the edge on CBS, but Gonzaga punched right back with a 3. And that turnover iced Gonzaga's win 79-76. In the first overtime game of the tournament, Kansas State outlasted Michigan State, Florida Atlantic raced past Tennessee, and UConn delivered a knockout punch early to Arkansas, winning by 23. All those teams advancing to the Elite Eight of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now the story of one tired little zebra in South Korea.
3-year-old Ciro being lifted into a truck after he escaped from his enclosure at the Seoul Children's Grand Park Zoo and galloped through busy city streets. A driver says the zebra popped out onto the road and bumped into his car before firefighters captured and sedated him near a bicycle they suspect he'd broken. No humans were hurt during the escapade. Zoo officials say Ciro's behavior changed after both of his parents died. They say he began quarreling with a kangaroo and refusing to eat the apples vegetables and carrots he used to love. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Storm damage in the San Francisco Bay Area allowed an endangered hooded vulture to escape from a zoo aviary. The vulture is still on zoo grounds, and there are efforts to recapture it. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.